Are you at all concerned that he's actually having to ask citizens, though, to raise money for this?
Honestly, it's not something I had preferred that he would do. But, you know, today on the Internet, you can do just about anything, I guess. And I wasn't particularly thrilled by it. But, you know, he has had some major sponsors come forward. And the event is going to go on, and he indicated to me that he's not looking to make money on this. He's looking to pay the expenses that are necessary, and there are a lot of expenses involved.
Have you heard any negative responses from people?
Not really. I heard a little bit of negativity there on when he did the internet solicitation. You know, there have been some people who were not particularly positive about it, but that goes back to day one when it was first proposed.
Tell us about the solution to wearing the harness.
Well, you know, he had to work that out with ABC. That actually, the legislation did not require him to wear a harness. The Canadian government did not require him to wear a harness. That was something that as he got along with ABC, and he had already signed a contract with ABC, but they got a little bit of cold feet, if you will. They initially had proposed putting and I believe that they are going to have like a 30-second delay on the telecast. And now the language that's in the contract, I am told, I haven't seen the contract myself, but I'm told that the language requires him to wear a harness. Unless he feels impeded by it, then he can remove it while he's out on the wire. Now, certainly what he does is his business.
Senator, what, if anything, would cancel this?
I can't think of anything short of an electrical storm. I mean, you know, obviously, if the weather was not good, it's going to be wet and windy where he's walking anyway. Short of an electrical storm, I couldn't think of anything that would cancel this at this point.
How often are you in touch with him working on this?
I talk to him every day. I don't get into the logistics part of it. We sort of try to do a little briefing as far as the press, because the press tends to call me about these things, so I like to know what's going on. But logistically and legally, he has a team of engineers and a local lawyer that's representing him, and he's trying to use all local vendors involved in it. So there are times when he needs some advice as far as potential local companies that he might be able to utilize. So I generally talk to him on a daily basis.
Is it costing, though, the city to deal with any of the concerns of security? What is he paying for versus what the city has to put out?
You know, the city, I'm not as sure of. He's still in negotiations with the city, but most of the event is obviously going to take place in the state park. So, and he has completely reimbursed state parks for all of their expenses. And by the way, I'd like to add, the state of New York is not making any money on this. I mean, they came up with what it was going to cost them, and Nick agreed that that's what he would pay them. I mean, there was a lot of give and take, but he has agreed and is required to make those types of reimbursements.
It seems the businesses are definitely jumping in. I'm sure they're starting to reap some benefits from this.
They are. I think that they are. More and more businesses are jumping on board. I know I was speaking to somebody the other day, and they are they're going to have horse-drawn carriage rides in downtown Niagara Falls, and they're renaming it, for that weekend, I think, the Willenda Carriage Ride or something like that. And there's a restaurant, a coffee shop in the markets called Mike's Marketside Cafe that has a Willenda omelet. And what it is, Eileen, it's a three-egg omelet with just about everything in it, and when they put it on a plate, they put one string of spaghetti across the bottom of the plate, so the omelet rests on one string of spaghetti. So that's the Willenda omelet.
And I did hear him say something to the effect that he might have one of those the morning of. Hopefully it won't literally weigh him down.
Yes, he did go to the market side, and he did have one already when he was here practicing. He had one.
Now, where will you be the night of the walk? Where will you be positioned?
You know, I've been asked by ABC to do some commentating at some of the local television stations to do some commentating for them. So I'm not sure if that's going to be in a trailer, in a truck somewhere, or or somewhere near where the walk is going on. I don't know, but that's what I'm going to be doing.
Tell us how you're going to feel once he makes it over across that wire. You're going to kind of have a big sigh of relief.
Going to be a huge sigh of relief because, I've been, I initiated this thing with the legislation. I was the first person that Nick Wallenda contacted. Someone gave him my name to contact about doing this, and that was over 2.5 years ago now. So we've gotten to be pretty good friends.